We'll start on page 35 with the seven limb prayer in Tibetan. Gosung gu pe gane chok shalo ngo shami tru chu chin ma lu bu tog me ne sag de tung tam che shag ke pa ge Wanam la jai rong kor wa ma tong bar du lek shug ne tro la chu ki kor lo kor wa dang dang shen ge nam chang chu chen And now to page 97 for the mandala offering and request for the teachings. Saji Puki Chukshi
Good evening. sent them a text, you know, guide to Buddhist way of life, or guide to Buddhist way of life, or composed by Master Shantideva, chapter number 9, chapter number 9 talks about the wisdom, the last professions, or the sixth profession, the last profession of wisdoms. It's been explained in chapter number 9 intensively. So when you look at the beginning of the chapter number 9, yang la de da tanje ne tobe she ra tun du song so ti je dan ti je no ti je no du nga ta ti je no du nga da shiwa de be she ra che so yang la de da tanje ne like all the teachings that you know like taught by Buddha, all the teachings that taught by Buddha, all the, how you say, 84,000 scriptures taught by Buddha, all of that is just to, all of that is to help us to generate the wisdom realizing emptiness. Buddha taught all these 84,000 scriptures to help us to understand the wisdom realizing emptiness. It's for that reason. So, Therefore, if someone out there want to overcome from sufferings or problems, that person must, you know, generate the wisdom, this particular wisdom, realizing emptiness. So, if you have desire to overcome from all the problems, then you must, you know, generate the wisdom realizing emptiness. So, in order to generate wisdom realizing emptiness, first you have to understand what is emptiness. So, without having any knowledge of emptiness, then wisdom realizing emptiness will be not there. So therefore, the Heart Sutra, the main subject of the Heart Sutra is emptiness. Okay, it's emptiness. Even though there's many different types of wisdoms, this is very particular wisdom. The wisdom realizing emptiness. That is very particular wisdom. So therefore we are studying this text, Heart Sutra. People do recite this sutra, Heart Sutra, very short sutra, Heart Sutra. People do recite to remove obstacles. So now you know there is link, there's core link, there's like link between obstacle and this Heart Sutra. So see, the ignorance, not knowing the ultimate truth, that's the root of all the problems. That's all the problems. Obstacles, whatever that comes from that root, caused by, you know, the root is called ignorance. So now you see, when you're reciting Heart Sutra, you are reciting the sutras that explain the emptiness, which is like the, as a direct antidote for the root cause of all the problems, which is ignorance, emptiness. You know, so that's why it doesn't make sense, you know, reciting Heart Sutra really remove obstacles. So, a lot of obstacles caused by namtok, basically thought, our thought cause a lot of the obstacles. So that thought is deeply rooted in, you know, ignorance. Anybody remember where we stopped last, it's been now 2 weeks?
I think it was...
2 weeks, or it's been 2 weeks, or... Yeah.
I think it was where we discussed with characteristics unproduced, unseized, stainless, without stain.
Okay.
And you spoke about the three doors of liberation.
So we did have the translations for three doors of liberations.
I couldn't. I only found one translation by Robert Thurman. That was the one I was telling you about, and I couldn't really. He called it the three unrealities or something like that. Venerable Chukyi had, we were discussing this, that there was this translation, the one I had, and then there's one other one that we don't have access to. It's by, I can't remember. Who
I wrote
that.
Down George Driver and somebody Garrett.
Those guys didn't do the translation. There was one other book that is the translation of the, it's called The True Eloquence. That's the
Text written.
The Essence of True Eloquence.
That's the text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Book has 130 something page, like traditional page, like that, like those books. Back and forth, so it has like 130 pages, something like that.
So there's one other book that we didn't.
So in that book, the Essence of Eloquence, something.
Eloquence.
Yeah, that very beginning of that books, the very beginning of that books. It begins with four tenet systems. The last ones, Madhi Mika Pasankika view. So then Madhi Mika Sastantika. Then Chitra Matra, so anyway, the very beginning of that book, you didn't find the translations of that book?
No, not the full translation.
The very beginning of that book, Lama Tsongkhapa was quoting one sutra, that sutra mentioned these three doors, Okay, so anyway, so maybe eventually you will find, if there is translation, you will find.
One other book, like we're saying, but maybe if we can get hold of it, then we might be able to do it.
Is the three types of compassion?
No, not three types of compassion.
The three doors of liberation that Geshe-la was talking about last
time. So now if you are looking at the textbook here, so like part of C, there's like 15 sets of path. First five belongs to the hearer, then the second five belongs to the self-realizer. Then the last five belongs to the Mahayana, Buddhist path or Mahayana path, same, whatever you call it, it's pretty much same. So then, even though there's 15 sets of path, but you learn one time, then you just add a little bit, that's all. Then you add self-realizer, Buddhist or Mahayana, that's all you add. Rest is the same, path of... Path of accumulations, that's the first one, and you learn that, then pretty much you're learning the 15 of them, pretty much same. Path of accumulation, path of preparations, path of seeing, path of meditative, path beyond learning. Milodlam, of course, that's five of them. But each, So now here, path of seeing, of course here, we talk about Mayana path. Mayana path. How the meditation on emptiness has been done when you reach on that level, path of seeing, that level. So English is here, Shariputra, there's like the one of the main disciples of Shakyamuni Buddha, there's two of them. Shariputra, you know, and the Mangalpo, there's two of them. Shariputra, likewise, all the phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. So this is all like phenomena are empty, that's pretty clear. Without characteristics, like without independent characteristic. You have to add that word, independent. Otherwise, there is characteristic, but no, it doesn't mean there's no characteristic. There's like without independent characteristic, unproduced, unproduced refers to independent, because all produce dependent on cause and condition. That's how things are produced. Unproduced means if you take that very literally, so then that's like, you know, like how is the contradictions, because things does produce, you know, cause and condition does produce things. It doesn't. What do you mean unproduced? Unproduced means they don't independently produce. Unproduced refers to independent. Everything is independent. Independently unceased, independently unproduced, independently stainless, like all of that independent. You know? Otherwise, you know, say, so that's what where we are, right? Last time. So, let's go. So then, let me read this. So now here the commentaries. The Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara's calling upon on Shariputra and probably explaining to Shariputra, Shakyamuni Buddha was a witness. And then, you know, like Q&A between Shariputra and Avalokiteshvara is now saying that Shariputra, calling the Shariputra, Chudamja Tomani, the Shevala, Namatavim Gotombani is Kalaran. Namba Tarva means liberation. Namba Tarva, word Namba Tarva refers to liberation. Go is draw, literally means draw. Huh? Tomani, there's emptiness, so now how you put it together,
thus all phenomena are empty indicates the door of liberation, emptiness.
Door of liberation, emptiness, there's the one door, there's the first door. Talking about three doors, there's the first door. Door of liberation,
emptiness.
Door of liberation, emptiness. Doesn't make sense, Namata is a good money, huh? Draw up liberation emptiness. Probably it makes sense to you? English translations? For it doesn't make sense to me at all, so
and I think that it just means that it's just a term. It's a kind of emptiness. Door of liberation emptiness.
There's the first door. We're talking about three doors, there's the first door. Sounds much better in Tibetan. Namatava Gotombani. But you know, Namatava Gotombani. That makes sense, you know. So anyway, if it makes sense to you, so that's most important. So, nambatabe go tongba nyi che. Chutam che tongba nyi che, nambatabe go tongba nyi, tongba che. Tene, tsini meba, ma jeba, manga ba, tima meba, tima kasawa meba shebe, nambatabe go tsema meba. So, so then, what is the second one's called?
Without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not stainless, indicate the door of liberation, signlessness.
Signless, that, so that's all the translation you get. So, God Semamya, so. So that's the second door. That's most important to remember. Then based on that, you can read. You have something to search on. Your search can base on something other than just, if you say three draw, probably that could be like silver draw, golden draw, metal draw. So these are not draw we are talking about. So so more likely you are probably going to do Google search. So Google has many draws. They show all kind of draws. So so there's something that's good. Can you repeat the second one? What is called second draw? Draw of liberation, signlessness. So that's very, very literally translations of the word tsemameba. So then, the third one.
Door of liberation, wishlessness.
Kind of sounds funny in English. So go member meva. So, Chowe Shaldam Molebe Sharab Jukubale Junglaje. Mazani Deval is a Tombani, Tombani Tang, Tini Mabani, Ribada, Dunga, Chuse Chusinise, Dunga Chusi, Jesini. Now it's getting a little bit complicated here, so. I just explained like five sets of path. So when you reach that path, when you actualize that path within your mind stream, each path has different challenge, divided, certain defilements become primary challenge when you are in path of accumulations. Even though there are many different types of defilements, they don't become the primary problems. See? So basically, there's like every path has their own challenge. So then there's own antidote. It's antidote. So can you read that commentaries like? Can you carry on? So that after that last.
Yeah, I'm trying to find.
Oh, don't worry about the pronouncing name correctly or not correctly. It doesn't matter.
Commentary says that emptiness and without characteristic are respectively the objects of observation of the doctrinal knowledge.
See? That's what I'm saying. It's
Karmagyana, and subsequent knowledge, anvayagyana, with respect to suffering. Similarly, unproduced and unceased are...
So what I can do, that's what I'm saying, it's kind of complicated. So, you are familiar with the text that's composed by Maitreya Buddha, so Ornament of Clear Realization. Ornament of Clear Realizations? Chapter number five, Ornament of Clear Realizations. End of the chapter number five, I think that is already translated. So there are many different types of commentary on that root text. It's composed by Maitreya Buddha. So called Ornament of Clear Realization. So the chapter number one, so the detailed information of all this, what Shankar just read, dividing all different types of defilements, how to divide them, is already there. And sorry, because of the limit of my vocabulary, so I can't really help. So the term, even the term in English sounds very difficult. Can you read it again? here it just says Dunga Chushe. That's all. There's only two lines. In English it looks like more than 1 kilometer.
Let's see, it says Mahajana's commentary says that emptiness and without characteristic,
there's another term, yeah, okay, one,
are respectively the objects of observation of doctrinal knowledge,
doctrinal knowledge,
and subsequent knowledge with respect to suffering.
So now, so we have to move on. So that's all I can do. Sorry, these are the antidotes. So then after the antidote, each antidote, there will be cessations. These are the kind of cessations. These two that mentioned in the commentary, these are cessations. Name of the different cessations. So there will be different, like similar, but it's going to be antidote. First antidote, so then cessations. So there's another antidote, then cessations. That's how you move from one path to second path. You always move. These are all like the, these are, what is it, meditative equipoise. These are the what is the meditative equipoise? It's not samadhi, no. See, this is the kind of like path or ground or path. It's more like ground. So ground begin from, after that, the path of meditation, that's how the 10 ground begin, 10 bhumis begin. Path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, there's no ground. So the path of meditation, then there's like first bhumi, second bhumi, third bhumi, then goes all the way to 10 bhumis, then after that you enlighten. Oh. So then each bhumi has their own challenge. So, the 40 types of defilement that are related to the desire realm. So there's like 36 that are related to the form realm. There's another 36 that belongs to the formless realm. So I'm not trying to discourage you, but I'm just saying the number. But once you learn one number like that, five paths, then you just say Hera, Self-Realizer, Mayana, similar here, you learn 10 defilements. Then you divided that into desire realm, form realm, formless realm. Then of course it becomes like, then within the form realms, there's like small, middle, how is it? Small? Small, medium?
Middle and great.
Yeah, small, middle, great. So then you divide it 3. Then there's 3 times 4. Then there's something. Then eventually become like 400 something, all of them. So there's a cessation. There's a different name of cessations within the path of seeing. There's there are number of cessations, antidotes. That's how they challenge. Didn't we study the ground path?
Long time ago, yeah. But it's coming up, I think, again.
So, didn't George Trulis, George?
No, George, Venerable George did the mind.
Ground path, if you read the, reread the text, you get some ideas about this, if you reread the text, If there's not clear, detailed information there, so then you read the Ornament of Clear Realization, chapter number 1, and the end of the chapter number 1, not very, very end, but but you know, not the middle, but the end, not very end, you know, not the bottom. So, so the name of the watch is Timaru, you know, Chuja the Jiji. See, now it divides, like names after the Four Noble Truth. First one is called, what is it called? Can you please repeat the first one again?
The object of observation of doctrinal knowledge. That's the first one.
Did it say there's any word like suffering, to the suffering?
Yes. So the two of them are objects of observation of the doctrinal knowledge and subsequent knowledge with respect to suffering.
That's like first noble truth, the first noble truth. Then there's two second noble truth. Then there's two four noble, third noble truth. Then there's two, that's how it gets like 400 something, you know. It's like, For the sake of knowledge, it's important if you need to teach somebody to teach, you need to teach, and you have to understand the materials, otherwise you can't teach. So, then of course when you actualize the path of seeing, then you have to know the challenge, otherwise you know. So the second one, so just read, so there's nothing much I can say in my broken language.
So after that it says, similarly unproduced and unceased are the objects of observation of the doctrinal knowledge and subsequent knowledge with respect to sources.
So the sources, there's the second level truth. Truth of suffering, the origin of suffering, the source refers to the second level truth. They're dividing the four noble truths, didn't it?
Then stainless and not stainless.
So you just read, and it will leave some kind of imprint in our mind stream, hopefully, sometime. ripen.
Stainless and not stainless are objects of observation of the doctrinal knowledge and subsequent knowledge of the path.
See, that's the third noble truth. No. Truth of suffering, origin of suffering, then the path
of suffering.
Yeah. Didn't it?
And undiminished and unfilled are explained to be the objects of observation of the doctrinal knowledge and subsequent knowledge of cessation.
That there's four noble truths. Now the four noble truths.
I'm reading from, I've put it out on the... In any case, it's the Jewel Light Sutra.
So what do you need to know? There's only 10 things. You say, I said like 400. You say, wow, there's 440 something to learn. There's only 10 things you learn. There's only 10 things. And you just divide it to four level truth. Then there's become 400 something. You just multiply them. Actually, you are just learning 10 of them. 10 things you are learning. That's all you are learning. So then you just multiply, then you divide them, make sure then when there's a number, then you count, then you get the right number, then where they divided. 10, there's a 5 like what is called view, you know. Maybe do some like research. You have internet here?
Yeah.
Because of the... Anybody read the Treasure of Dharma, Abhidharma Kosha, chapter number 5? Huh?
Yes, I did a couple of times, but...
I mean, like, really, really read, like, read with, like, kind of like analytical meditation reading. Then, Jigsaw Tawa, so first one called Jigdal. The basically, that's types of view, looking at the body and self, the object, and then maybe make time to bring the dictionary. One second. See, if I say it, it doesn't help. And I don't know how to say it in English either. Maybe here, so one second. Hopefully he downloaded it here, so. So that's important. I just explained you this 10 things, okay? So then you just multiply. Then it's become 440 something. You just multiply. You divide the four number truth. You divide the four number truth. And then you subtract. Because formless realm, there's no anger. Anger is only in desire realm. Formless realm, there's no anger. So you subtract, then there's going to be, out of 10, there's going to be 9 there, you know. In desire realm, each noble truth has 10, that's 40. So then you divide the form realm, then you subtract anger, then there's 9 times 4. What is that, 9 times 4? 36. Then 36 times 2? 72. Plus 40?
114.
Huh? 114? No, 112. Oh, tomorrow you 112. These are the challenge of the path of seeing. These are the challenge that you face, path of seeing. Then the path of meditative, there's another challenge. So seeing is that easy, you know, like four noble truths, you already know four noble truths. So then the ten, same ten belongs to truth of suffering, same ten belongs to truth of origin of suffering, then that's where you come. So then you move to from desire realm to form realm, then you subtract anger because there's no anger. Because there's no reason to be angry. Form realm, formless realm, there's no reason to be angry. Because nobody, like, there's no cause for anger. There's no cause for anger. you don't get jealous because if you want something, you just make it. You just make. Oh, Sangha has this beautiful prayer wheel. Oh, I really want that. I wish I could have. No, you just wish. It just pops up like this. But there's no anger. There's the formless, there's no anger. So anyways, I'm going to explain this 10 things. So then, hopefully it's here. So, it's called a 5 view. Out of 10, first, hopefully I can also find another 5 here too. So, tawanga, taminga. 5 views and call like 5 non-views or 5 views. So here, the 5 views. Okay, this is the thing. 5 view of rooted wisdom. View of the transitory collections. Huh? The view of the transitory collections. Make sense? Collections. So, that's the first one. Second one is called extreme view. That's the second one. So now, view of the transitory collections. Collection refers to the aggregate. Okay? The view that has a corresponding with the aggregate, five aggregate. But not necessarily that view is seeing the aggregate as a merely level. It's not seeing that the view is seeing aggregate as something independent existence. That's the problem, independent existence. So that's why it's become wrong view. It's become wrong view. So then extreme, like, Thartasana, basically the second one called extreme view. Why it's called extreme? Because that view is saying, okay, Thartasana, there's no self. Even though there's self, it's saying there's no self. That's why it's become too extreme. Self does exist. That view that's following very closely with the first view, So then that first view generates the second one, and sometimes it says, oh, thing doesn't exist. More like no nihilism. So there's a second view. So power chooses. And now the third one, holding wrong view as a superior. Superior called power chooses. Holding on by reading or maybe hearing or maybe thinking about some kind of view, I thought, oh, that's the best view. Or could relate it to all kinds of things, all kinds of things. There's no cause and effect. It just happened. No reason, it just happened. Phone, why they are sharp? Is it just sharp? It just happened. There's no reason. It's just sharp. Even though there's causes and conditions, they say, okay, it's just sharp. That's all. There's not no reason. Just sharp. Like that. So then, that view, that explanation, that idea is the best. Even though it's a wrong idea, it's the best. That's the second one. Basically, looking at some wrong view and thinking that view is the best. That's the third one, no? Holding the wrong view as a superior, no? Holding the wrong view as a superior. So that's the number three. The number four, holding the bad ethics discipline to be superior. Spear.
Trident.
Or say, oh, jump over that, that's the best ethics, jump over that. Probably that's not the best ethic. Or burn all your, fingers. Probably that's the best ethic. Mengatem is, basically burning your fingers. Act like pig because life before this, you are pig. You are pig. Now act like pig, then you are going to be human again. Like that, So these are all discipline, kind of like, more, there's no real discipline here. There's a way they say discipline. It's more like manner. It's more manner. That's the correct translation. Manner. Tushu means manner. Manner? Yeah. Huh? Manner or like behavior. You behave like pig, then you are going to be human. Seeing like some kind of practice or sacrifice animal. That's the way to achieve liberations. So therefore, every year, thousands and thousands of animals have been killed in Nepal because that's the view that's 100% wrong, but people, they think, there's some form of ethics, moralities, to do. There's two of them, but you don't divide them, but you count one, but within that, some kind of ethics is, even though it's not really ethics, then you think, that's the best ethics. Such as, jumping on the
trident
and probably then burning your fingers, things like that. And then the behavior, behave like animals, then you are going to be human, because someone who has clairvoyance find out that your previous life is animal. So that's why you become human. So now you act like animal, then you become human again. That kind of, So do you understand? There's two of them. Holding the bad ethics and the discipline to be superior. There's a long time ago, the people write all kinds of books, you know. Somebody writes books, oh, crow has teeth. Actually, the crow doesn't have teeth. And somebody writes books, like very thick books, and people read, and a lot of people believe that crow has teeth. And, all kinds of, I'm not going to get into all this, that, but there's many, many different, So, pervertive view, what is called perverted, perverted.
Perversion.
View, lota. There's no causality, there's no liberation, there's no three Jews, that's the worst. Among those five wrong views, the last one is the worst. So there's lota. And that, holding that kind of view will cut the root of your merit. There will be no merit. You lose your merit from the root if you have this. There's no karma. Even though there's something, there's no causality, no? So there's a kulota. That's the one of the worst out of these five views. These are the five, see? So now I have divided five related to the first noble truth, five related to the second noble truth. So now I'll find the another five, so hopefully it will be here. Taminga. Five non-view. So they become 10. That's like all the 400 something, that's just that. It's just multiple that, that's all. Maybe I should say that fast rather than saying that 400 something. Taminga. So that's, coming on. Five mental factors that are not view, but are deluded mind. First one, desire or attachment. Attachment, first one. Second, anger, hatred, there's two of them. Third, pride. Fourth, ignorance. Number five, doubt. So there's 10 now, So then 10 times 4, for desire, there's 40. Then the 9 time now, when you go to the form realm, you subtract anger. There's no hatred. Form realm, there's no hatred. Formless realm, there's no hatred. There's no anger. Nobody gets angry. Because there's no reason to get angry. There's no reason. you have to have reason to get angry. There's no reason to get angry. Nobody's competing with anything, food, clothes, So you want something, you just think, you just appears, it just happens. They just create, all the beings in the form realm, they just create whatever they want, they just create. Even though within the desire realm, there's 7 level of celestial realms within the desire realms. There's a lot of problem with the jealousy, they get jealous with other celestial realms. Form realm, there's no jealousy, there's no anger. So these are the 10, so then you divide that, then it becomes 112. See, easy. Basically you learn 10 and you just divide it exactly like that. 10 for desire realm, 10 times 40. That's the challenge you face when you achieve the path of seeing. So then not just that, why then formless realm? Because these are all samsara. And your goal is to overcome from samsara. Just overcoming from desire realm, that's not overcome from samsara. Means you think about formless realm, form realm, desire realm, it's all part of samsara. So in order to get out of that, you have to challenge all the defilement, not just divine that belongs to desire realm. But it's not like, it is like almost like spontaneous. It's not like, first you finish desire realm, then you go to the form realm. No, you don't go anywhere. You just sit here. You don't go anywhere. You don't have, to challenge the defilement of the associated form realm. You don't have to be born in the form realm. You can challenge right here within this human body. You can eliminate all of them within this human body. So this is only 10 things that you have to remember, that's all. So there's a 112, don't get confused, you just divided them. A form realm, formless realm, you just subtract anger, so then it becomes 36 form realm, 36 formless realm, that becomes 72, 40 that relates to the desire realm, that's 112. So now you learn the challenge of part of seeing, that's only 112. Within the samsara, that's all. So then path of meditative, now is number become, number multiplies, not like millions, but you know, not number doesn't become millions. Doesn't become, don't worry, doesn't become millions. So that's good, so this book is not helpful, you know, so. So now, Shankar, that can be, you know, like, the antidote, the cessations, you know, we all did learn all the definements. There's 112, that's all. There's 112. So now you just need to learn the name of antidotes for this 112, you know. Desire realm, that's first, we need to learn desire realms. There's only 40 definements. So then antidotes, then cessations. Finish. Form realm, antidote, cessation. You just learn one, then apply the same thing to all the realms, you know.
So Geshe-la, the question is, each of those things, you know, attachment, anger, pride, doubt, and then the five wrong views. So those 10, those are the defilements, right? Now, what do you mean? So how do you get to the antidotes and cessations? I didn't understand that part.
Antidote is like you usually have that defilement, but it's not, you are not free from the defilement, but that defilement is not active because you kind of control that, but you are not free. That's called antidote. So then you, when you reach the, right after the cessations, when you reach the cessations, you are free from that defilement.
Okay.
Antidote kind of controls, but even though you are not free, but they are not active, they are inactive. Okay. Doesn't mean you don't have that.
Okay.
You do have that. You know. Yeah, of course, we have anger. But it's inactive now. It's not active. It doesn't mean we are free from, we are free from anger. Right? We do have anger. Do we have anger? Huh? Shankar, do we have anger?
Yes.
Right now?
No, not right now.
Huh?
Not right now.
This is interesting.
Oh, okay.
I guess what I meant to say was, I am not angry right now.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
but
that's,
I do have anger, yes.
This is very obvious, because you are smiling. Yeah. So, do you have anger? This moment, do you have anger?
The defilement, yes.
But it's inactive.
But it's inactive.
Mm. So that's what antidote means. You do have that problem, but it's not active. It's inactive. It's never going to be active at all. It's going because you only control that, but you are not free. So then, when you generate cessations, then you are free. So the antidote, that's the difference between antidote and cessation. Antidote, you control them, you make them inactive. But you are not free. So when you reach the cessation, then you are completely free for good. It will never ever come back. It already finished now. It's completely gone. So now that, you know, antidote, dunga chushi, kunju chushi, gova chushi, that's four antidote, one religious, the truth of suffering, origin of suffering, the path of rather than truth of, how you say a four number in English? Or to the origin of suffering.
Origin of suffering. The
truth of cessations.
And then the
Oh, truth of the path. That's how you say truth of the path, yeah.
The path of cessation.
Truth of suffering has dunga chushe, dunga jishe, and there's four, two antidote, two cessation, four. Same, second one, two antidote, four, two cessation, four, like that. Then you just, you know, you just learn the name. That's just the one you said, Shankar. You just read one. Then you just learn that name. Then you apply all of them, you know. You don't need to learn all like 140 something. You don't need to learn. You just learn one. Then you apply, like, you just say, ate what? Truth of suffering. You do ate that. And origin of suffering, you just only ate that. Rest is same, rest is same. Yeah, doctrinal thing, yeah. That, you know, these are, you know, designed for somebody who's seriously, not just seeking, seriously seeking liberations. Then you have to understand all of that. Otherwise, there's no way to reach in. If it's not just, oh, not like just like, oh, wonderful idea to be liberated, not like that. Seriously seeking. Because really, really, sick of samsara, not just once in a while, you know, things goes down, okay, so no, I see the samsara is not good, no, samsara is not really good, not like that. Seriously, you know, day and night, only thing you are thinking is liberation, that's all you are thinking. You hold your attention, focus on liberation, nothing else. That's serious. No, not just once in a while, oh, it'll be nice if I be liberated from all the suffering from samsara. Yeah, that's a nice idea. But that doesn't lead anywhere, you know. So that's why doesn't mean like, okay, we have to understand all of that, you know. So this is really important for someone who's seriously seeking liberation. So you understand? So not to discourage, but, you know, to tell you the truth. No, seriously seeking liberation, then you have to understand all of them because you are thinking to practice all of them. But you have, in order to practice, you have to understand otherwise. So that does not mean, oh, there's no, oh, this is the only way that I can create the cause for liberation. That's not true. You can still create merit, you can still create merit. Oh, this doesn't mean, oh, you are going to be unhappy the rest of your life. No, that's not true. These things are not talking about temporary happiness. You can be temporarily happy, or like eat well, you know, healthy, good job. This is not part of liberations. You can have all of that, you know, you don't have to, you know, have those knowledge. You can still have those things. This is particularly designed for people who just think liberations and very, very sick of samsara, not just, or maybe, you know, like, oh, I don't get along anybody, you know, so I have get fight with a friend, so then you change your mind. It's not like that, you know. Going through maybe like some kind of problems, so then not like that. Through the knowledge of Four Noble Truths, and you're thinking about now all the problems, samsara as a whole, not that even has wish to go to form realm, even though there's no anger. You don't have any wish. Anything that's part of samsara, you have no wish at all, you have zero wish. Only wish that you have is like want to get out. Can't even wait 1 second like that. That kind of, you know, urgency. Oh. So then it's about So therefore, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, they are the object of refuge, people who is seeking liberations. They become object of the Sangha Chodha, the Parabhadyavandam Chapsa. So they become the object of refuge for those who are seeking liberation. Oh. Am I discouraging you? No. So see, like, good. long life, healthy life, what do? You exercise, you eat healthy food, you exercise. When it comes to health, you make like healthy choice, then you become healthy, you know. So generally speaking, not all the time is true, but generally speaking. So yeah, to become healthy, you don't have to understand this. No, you can't become healthy without this knowledge. You can become very healthy. No, or you can become happy too. So without this knowledge, but liberation is not going to happen. If this is your concern, that's not going to happen. No, so that's what I'm saying. So then you know physical happiness. Physical happiness, like related to the five senses, this all considers physical happiness. Or become like kind of happy, seeing something nice, hearing something wonderful, somebody saying something nice to you, or maybe smelling something good, or maybe eating like chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods, warm one, get some pleasures, or taking hot bath and all these sensations. You can have those things. You don't have to have those knowledge. Because these are not part of liberations. These are part of samsara. It's not part of liberation. So, mental happiness, or if you think something positive, or like most of the days, you know, especially when you encounter some difficulties, if you manage to think something positive, then there's mental happiness, then there's mental happiness. So, this is for liberation. This is not for mental happiness or temporary mental happiness or temporary physical happiness. This is for liberation. So that's why this path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditating, path beyond learning, you will be liberated. Path beyond learning, you will be liberated. So in order to reach that path beyond learning, so you go through these five stages. There's no jump. Path of accumulation. I don't think so. Maybe I'll go to path of seeing. There's no escape. No escape. There's no escape. Step by step, there's no escape. What is it? So, the good things that I mentioned, these 10 things, so then remember that then you just divide them, you know, so then it's quite easy. So, to me, so that's the important part here. So then what else? Maybe I feel little relief explaining you these 10 things, even though I can't explain the term of those things. It's kind of hard. I also got a lot of confusion when I'm studying that. Almost now 25 years ago, back in the monastery, when I'm studying there, before I become Geshe, I also got confused. Why there's like similar, like one religious, the truth of suffering, the one religious, just kind of confusing because you call the same thing, you know. Truth of suffering, Geshe Gelek, or origin of suffering, Geshe Gelek. There's many, many Geshe Geleks. So there's something same like that, you know. But monastery, you go to debate court, and you debate. Each topic that you debate, like at least a couple of months, that you have been saying back and forth again for many, many times, like 3 hours in the morning, for 5 hours in the evening. So then, not top of that, you go to class, then you read and you memorize. So then I stick here a long time, you know, even though now this library is almost like now 30 years old. Still there's something here, something, not complete one, but you know, incomplete one here and there.
So Geshe-la, I have a question. So the 112 then, you have on each path, is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Path of seeing.
In the path of seeing.
You face 112 challenges.
Okay, in the path of seeing. But how did you get to the 400 something you said?
That in the path of meditative, there's become letter.
Oh, I see, okay.
Path of seeing, there's only 112.
Okay, that's the good news, okay.
Yeah, good news, yeah. So another good news will come maybe next Friday. But it, you know, like when you just learn the first one, then you just multiply them. It's not that difficult, you know. Not that difficult. it's more difficult to challenge them. It's not that difficult to learn them. It's more difficult to challenge them. So then, the magic of the manga when you couldn't do lunches, two hours, and you go watch him if you share the thing. Well, the truth of the tongue money is that tomorrow, but now the time is over. So, no? Right? 8:20? Suppose 8:20?
No, that's wrong. That's, that must be
an
old one.
Yeah,
we have another 20 minutes.
What time am I supposed to stop?
You have to 8:35, I think that's what
8:35.
It is. 8:35.
Huh?
15 minutes.
15 more minutes.
Oh, 8:30, okay, yeah.
8:35.
No, no, it's...
Now you're coming late.
Right? Oh, this is correct. This is correct. So, I don't mind staying here, you know, so you have probably millions of things to do. So, so then, yeah, maybe I'll read a little bit, you know, so... Then you go, one second. Because it's not true that the Tongman is the Timam member, Timam the Tower Shade, you want to take it, you know, Javid, the Devon, what's the Chitamji, Chitamji, Cheta, Timam the Tower member, Shade, Gazini, you want to do not teach a woman. So this part is not important to me, it's just designed for debate, you know. If you debate, so then you have to be very precise. Other than that, you know, this part is not necessary here for this class. Oh. So now we finish the path of seeing. So now next Friday, path of meditative. So now here, did you do some meditation on emptiness?
Not today, but today we recited the Heart Sutra.
Oh, that's also good too.
So you suggested to do an alternate meditation.
Very good. So just want to now say a little bit from the base on another Lama song about text, you know, which like the small, what you call, essence eloquent, as the name of text.
Essence of true eloquence.
Essence of true eloquence, called Lehi Nyingbo, essence of true eloquence. The big text has 130 pages. The small one, Lama Tsongkhapa wrote two of them. Big one has 130 pages, something. Small one has like probably 10 pages, something like that. So then from there, I just want to share something about emptiness, okay, or something about emptiness. Oh. Jigden Kripa Chinyeba, Jigden Kripa Chinyeba, Jigden refers to samsara. Not just desire realm, form realm, formless realm, all of them. It's part of samsara. Within the samsara, any governments, any kind of complication, any kind of problem or complications, Jigden Kripa Chinyeba. Like any types of complicated problem, Jigden Kripa Chinyeba. Jigden Kripa Chinyeba, Tinsawa Marides, root. What is the root of all these complications, all these problems? Whatever you call suffering, problem, complication, I usually call complications. No, there's a lot of complications. No? See, this body is complication. No, the body comes with the complications. You get old, you get sick, eventually you die because of this body. If you don't have this body, you never get sick. You never get old, you never die. Oh, see? Because of that, this is part of samsara, you know, this body. This very body that we have is part of samsara. Oh. So, Jigdekubachinipa, Tinsawa Marides, all the root of all these complications, whatever you call, is the Maripa, ignorance. Jigdekubachinipa, Tinsawa Marides. Who said Lama Tsongkhapa? Not me, Lama Tsongkhapa, I just repeat here, Lama Tsongkhapa said that. Oh. When, right after Lama Tsongkhapa saw emptiness, he wrote this text. He wrote this text. Right after when he saw emptiness, and are not long, right after seeing emptiness, and he wrote these books about emptiness. Why the Buddha taught dependent originations, interdependent. When you see that, when you understand interdependence, you cease the root cause of ignorance. You prove that ignorance is mistaken. You prove that, then you cease the root of all the problems. If you see interdependent and dependent originations, then you seize the root of samsara. Therefore, Buddha taught dependent originations in the text. Lama Tsongkhapa said, Then the second one is, if someone who has wisdom. Why that person don't see the dependent origination or interdependent is the essence of Buddha's teaching. It's not just somebody say, oh, this painting, this is the main thing to Buddhism. That's wrong. It is not the main thing to Buddhism. What is the main thing to Buddhism is the teachings. The teaching is the main thing. Teaching is the true representative of the enlightened beings, the teachings. So you study, you learn, then that's how you liberate. So then someone who has wisdom, how come they don't understand the interdependent and dependent originations? These are the most important Buddha's teachings. Make sense? Maybe there's many different ways to praise for Shakyamuni Buddha. The best way to praise is based on dependent origination and interdependent teachings. Oh, you taught this such a wonderful, incredible teachings about interdependent, dependent origination. Therefore, you deserve my praise. That's why I have faith in you because of this teaching, incredible teachings. Oh, not because you are Indian or you're not because I'm Buddhist, not like that. No, because of the, you read about emptiness. You read about emptiness, then you meditate on emptiness, then you get some experience, then you kind of like, how you say, blown away. You know, so then, wow, you know, like say now, Shakespeare is the person. So now, like, I'm not sure what that person looks like. I never saw the photo. Einstein, there's one like looks with a mustache. White hair. That's called Einstein. Yeah. Why people talk of Einstein? Not because of his look or his hair or not, I don't think so. Because of his work, right? His writing. Shakespeare is the person. Yeah. The same, probably, you know, why the same, they like. That's the exact way to develop, you know, like the best way to praise Shakyamuni Buddha because of his teaching on dependent origination, interdependent. Even though there are so many different ways to praise him, that's the best way, Lama Tsongkhapa said. Oh, because Lama Tsongkhapa experienced emptiness. So then it's like, Something depends on cause and conditions. Something like this, all of this depends on cause and conditions. Therefore, they are free of independent existence because these are dependent on cause and conditions. That's interdependent, dependent origination. Sungba dili yam zebe lindu tun shishis. So that's quite amazing. It's not like, oh, it's not like quantum physics, okay, nothing exists. No, that's not true. Things do exist. Oh. That's nihilism. That's called nihilism. It's not like things. That's one extreme view. That's not middle way. Because you all fall into one extreme view. You are saying that nothing exists. That's not middle way. Middle way is free from two extreme view. Things does exist, but doesn't exist the way we perceive them. Perceive? Oh. So when people see, you know, I'm not saying that I don't have any experience. I have zero experience of emptiness. Even not, I could say there's no clue, but I don't have any clue. I'm just saying that, you know, just quoting some text. Do I think of emptiness? Yes, every day I do think of emptiness. Do I see emptiness? Probably not. If you probably take three countless eons to probably see it, but who knows? Maybe you will see emptiness way before I do. Who knows? You can say. Well, because he's staying in the monastery like 35 years, then nobody knows who has karma, who has carrying seeds from, you know, seeing emptiness from previous life. We have no clue. Oh. So anyway, I'm just, you know, saying this because I do think about Lama Tsongkhapa texts, you know, every day. So, and I do wish to see emptiness, you know, someday. But so most of the time I say, but I don't think. I'm just thinking about what I'm going to eat for lunch. You know, I'm just saying mumbling words. And some once in a while, I do think what I say. I do think. So then, you know, every word is like almost like golden rosaries. You know, each rose, each bit benefits. Each bit, it's all the bits, golden rosaries. You know, Lama Tsongkhapa teaching like golden rosaries. Each bit is gold, benefits. You know, whole bits, a whole benefit. But each bit, you know, is like value something is value. Kadam leshe seji timas. Oh, this. Then Kazanche la ralebe tere raji sing suwa la lido jin chishiye. So, Kanto suwe chiba la lido jin lomro jingo. Then deshi nama tuwa shi. When you see emptiness, when you start to see emptiness, when you see emptiness is not different than interdependent. Interdependent? Not different than interdependent. Right now, when you see emptiness is not different than interdependent, then you have no problems. Emptiness, you have no problem between the conventional truth and ultimate truth. For you, same coin, two different sides. Right now, when I think about emptiness, I kind of lose the conventional reality, you know. When I think about conventional reality, then I kind of lose the idea of emptiness. That's a common problem. That's a very common problem, so. When you see emptiness is no different than interdependent, who knows when, but you know, when you see emptiness is not different than interdependent, you know, just don't want to think you to the one, Rashi, you know, don't want to charge it about me, guys. Then you see, Rajin Tongpa Das, free of independent existence, and all the things, functioning things, you have no problem. For you, this free of independent existence, but it still works as a prayer wheel. not like, oh, before, you know, like, I can't think of a prayer well, and the same time think of emptiness, you know. Rajiji, you're talking about the charitable migrations. When you see emptiness is no different than interdependent, then you will have no problem seeing things are free of independent existence at the same time they are functioning. Everything's functioning, you know, like that. No, children, if you don't want to tell them what to do, tell them what to do. If you see other way around, when you think of free of independent existence, and you can't see prayer is functioning, then you in the prophecy, oh, prayer doesn't exist. You know, everything is just level. Everything is just called level, you know. Then you get all confused, and most of the time, people do fall in nihilisms. Then there's nothing, there's one extreme view. Oh. So with that, so then I will stop here. So hopefully then maybe next week you see emptiness not dependent, interdependence. Yeah.
So Geshe-la, what would you like us to discuss in our discussion session, and also if do you have any homework for us?
Maybe there's so much we covered today, so maybe if you find something to from there, like it depends on the, if people are interested about this and what, because there's two, like antidote or cessations, maybe look at that a little bit, you know. If internet here, maybe find out, whatever you find out next Friday, bring it, so then when you read and I listen, if there's something wrong, I will know, because I'm thinking from Tibetan version of the text, so then I listen to English, so then with the combination, then we'll get it right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's our homework.
Yeah. So, next time when you recite Hastutra, now you kind of have some clue. Oh, this is how, now this part of the meditation on emptiness is related to the path of accumulations. Or this part of the meditation on emptiness is related to the path of preparations. So this part of, you know, meditation on emptiness path, you know, related to the path of seeing. So basically whole Hastutra summarized into five paths. So that's why they say, go beyond. Teyata, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhisattva. That's the mantra of Heart Sutra. So the meaning of the mantra, when you summarize, it becomes the five path. Go beyond, means no beyond samsara. So basically, liberation to the true liberation. So. Oh yeah, thank you very much. So, and maybe next Friday, so we try again, okay? Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.